25-year-old Kristen Gossett was laid off from her full-time job at a nursing home because of medical restrictions with her pregnancy. Gossett is 9 months pregnant with her second child, a baby boy. Gossett lives in Grand Rapids with her boyfriend and 2-year-old daughter, Ashley.
The big mat, you know what that means, fun stuff.
She sits with Ashley on their living room floor. They pull out green and brown Play-Doh and dump lots of plastic tools all over the thick red mat spread out over speckled white carpet.
Cut it, Mama.
You wanted me to cut it?
Cut it, Mama. Okay, I like those words.
Would you like to try?
Yes.
Yeah.
The person who brought the big crayons, colored construction paper, and Play-Doh is Katie Fox. She visits the family every week for an hour and a half through Early Head Start. Early Head Start is like regular Head Start, but it's for kids under age 3 and pregnant women like Gossett. And every week, Fox brings something different for Ashley and her parents to do together.
It's usually just something fun, but amazingly, there's always an agenda underneath that you don't always realize.
The Play-Doh tools, like the little yellow plastic safety scissors, help Ashley with her hand and eye coordination and learn words like yellow and scissors. Ashley is making huge strides, learning at least 3 words a week. Vocabulary and language skills are big factors in kids understanding concepts later on in school. That's according to Susan Newman. She's a professor of educational studies at the University of Michigan. Newman says she can measure an achievement gap between children as early as 9 months. So Newman says age 0 to 3 turns out to be pretty crucial for a child's future.
Because this is when brain development is increasing at an enormous rate. This is when language development is spurting. And this is when our belief in ourselves is developing.
Newman says the best early childhood education programs are those that strengthen a parent's ability to become their child's best teacher in those first years of life. Program advocates say for every dollar invested, Head Start and Early Head Start provide $7 in return. They cite statistics that show children in these programs are less likely to need special education, less likely to get in trouble with the law or end up dependent on welfare. They're more likely to be healthier overall, graduate from high school, and make more money. Head Start and Early Head Start are funded entirely with grants from the federal government. In 2009, Congress authorized more than $7 billion for Head Start nationally. Those involved in the programs in Michigan say the biggest threat to Early Head Start success is cuts at the state level, cuts that impact the safety net for low-income families. When parents are dealing with a possible eviction or struggling to feed their family, Head Start home visits just aren't as high a priority. In Grand Rapids, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.